Thank you, Chair. Thank you, High Commissioner. Ireland aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. As we hear from donors today on their pledges for 2024, we would like also to recognise the enormous ongoing contributions from host nations and communities around the world. In the spirit of solidarity and shared responsibility, it is important to continue to recognise their contributions and to reiterate our support to them. Similarly, we would also like to recognise the work of UNHCR and its local partners over this past year. It's been a difficult year with many new and emerging crises compounded by a severe funding shortfall. This in a context where over 15 million people continue to be displaced by protracted crises which often don't make the headlines. We take this opportunity, Madam Chair, to commend UNHCR for its continuing commitment, despite these difficult circumstances, to protecting refugees, asylum seekers, IDP and stateless persons of all ages, genders and diverse backgrounds, including LGBTIQ+ persons. Ireland was honoured to see at first hand the work of UNHCR in this year's donor mission to Chad. The unstinting and often dangerous work of the UNHCR staff there and in field offices, refugee settlements and cities all over the world serves as a persistent and constant motivation for ongoing support. High Commissioner, Ireland is providing an overall contribution of €24 million to UNHCR for 2024. This includes €12.5 million in core funding unearmarked, which will, as in previous years, be supplemented by additional flexible contributions to specific UNHCR country operations. This includes €4.5 million in specific project funding to Jordan, Venezuela, and Bangladesh, and a remaining €7 million to be allocated throughout the year. I can also indicate at this stage that for 2025, we have also committed to a minimum of €11.5 million in core funding for that year as part of our overall multi-annual funding agreement. As we approach the second Global Refugee Forum, Ireland looks forward to playing its part in achieving the aims agreed in the Global Compact on Refugees. We are confident that the forum will provide an opportunity to reinforce our political commitment to the protection of refugees and bring about sustainable positive change. In this increasingly stark humanitarian landscape where humanitarian funding struggles to keep pace, Ireland will remain steadfast in its funding commitments, including through our multi-annual funding agreement. We will also continue to target the most severe crises, including those protracted and less visible ones. And we look forward to working in ongoing partnership with UNHCR in delivering quality humanitarian assistance globally. Thank you.